All right, coming off a Merry Christmas. Hopefully you all had a Merry Christmas. It was good to get a big win the other day on Christmas Eve. And we already talked about the unfortunate news, but the other part is that we have a good team. And we remain on a mission. And we're looking forward to this week and the last a chapter for the regular season, and so we're excited to kind of put last week behind us and move ahead as a team and get ourselves prepared. You know, it's every week I sit up here and tell you the same things about what's most important is next and how we approach it with recovering the best we can from the previous game and putting together a heck of a plan and then going full force with a lot of energy into the game and competing. That's what we'll do again this week. So. Questions.
Is it any different when it is the quarterback in terms of how you're preparing guys and the mood of guys when you use the quarterback, or is it just the next man up?
Next man up.
Just in line with that, I just wondered if driving home Saturday night, there was a little remorse that, oh, things were going so well, and or because you've been in the game so long, you've learned to sort of ignore all that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd quite characterize it like that, but I think certainly appreciative of getting that 12th win. You know, the idea is to stack up as many wins as you can, and at the end of the year, you know, look and see if that's enough to place you where you'd like to be placed, and then you go from there. But it's a tough game. And things happen in this game, and it's all about the team. It's all about us, you know, moving on with the next opportunity and pulling together as a group of men and being unselfish and sacrificing for each other and all those things. And that doesn't change. It doesn't change regardless of who it is. And, it's about the team. And it's about us winning. And that's not in any way meant to be insensitive. Show love and appreciation for anybody that was banged up or has an unfortunate event happen. But the team does carry on. That's what we do.
What have been your impressions of Matt the last 2 years on the line? What stood out for you?
Really competitive guy. You know, really attacks his preparation and a little bit fearless. I think he's. Got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, I'd say.
So. He shows that in practice. He shows that immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Rooms
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, he's true to who he is. You know, that's who he is. And I think he's comfortable with who he is. And I feel like – I think Todd Downing's done a great job with that room. And it's a healthy room with – obviously with Derek and that relationship, Matt and Connor coming in as a young player – learning and growing in that room. So I really like the way Todd has managed that room and worked that room. And Matt's kind of the older statesman in that room, and even though he's still a fairly young player. But he's handled himself very well, been prepared, you know, all year in the case that anything were to occur, and he's ready to step in and take advantage of his opportunity. Yeah, we expect our guys when they step in to play and play well. We expect to win with them. So, he made a couple nice throws at the end there. One to Andre there on the sideline, and then one to Coop, you know, up in the seam there to give us that, you know, that first down that basically iced it.
Matt comes in as a undrafted rookie, and he beats out a fourth round draft pick with the previous staff. Then now he's got a whole new staff to impress when you guys come aboard. Did you see the things that you liked about him right away? I mean, did the film jump out before you saw him, or how did your feelings about him?
It's been, having almost two full years with him, mm-hmm. and then obviously preparing a couple times a year to go against the Raiders when I was in Denver. you know, getting a sense of who he is and what he is and what he likes and what he does and how he competes and all those things. It's just, you know, you're always learning about your guys. So I wouldn't consider it a closed book with any of the guys. We've been here 2 years together, and we're learning about each other all the time. But he's a competitive guy. He loves ball, loves to compete, and prepares hard. And I think his teammates know that.
How would you describe, Jack, that first meeting with him then when you and your staff got here? He had already been here a year. And Jerry just mentioned.
I don't know that I can recall it to describe it like that, you know. I think what we tried to establish when we got here, I think we did a pretty solid job of establishing that, is that everybody would have a chance to express themselves, be who they are. We just asked that they be good teammates, that they be about team, that they work hard every day, and I think he's done all that.
Is there any better sense of their timeline a couple days removed, or do you guys have to wait till the surgery happens?
Yeah, I'm not really going to shed any more light on it. I think at some point there may be more details to follow, but I don't have any for you today. Anything?
Have you talked to Derek, imagine?
Like, yes.
What his spirits have been like?
Excellent. I mean, a very positive young man. He's all about the team and being there for the team and, you know, wishing us the best. And he'll be back as soon as he can to be, you know, there vocally for us. And but he was, you know, outstanding.
What is his surgery scheduled?
I don't know the details.
Jack, in your career as a player and coach, when a quarterback goes down, you know, a lot of times you often hear other guys have to step up. How do you maybe coach your guys, or in your experience, maybe guys trying to overcompensate?
No, we're going to do what we always do. I think there's a natural feeling of stepping up and rallying around whoever is playing at whatever position it is. And, I feel the same about it being the quarterback. I think it's about us as a team going out and competing against the other team.
With the running backs, you guys have kind of a hot hand approach to it on Saturday, or what's the
Well, DeAndre was hot Sunday, and I don't think we go in saying, you know, that we're going to have it go like this today. We know they all bring certain talents to the game, and we like to utilize them all. And you know, when a guy like DeAndre gets it going like he did Saturday, you know, I think it's obvious you want to feed it, and we did that.
So he went those couple of weeks being inactive. What did you see from him in the work that he did to stay ready to be in a position like he was?
Well, he did just that. He worked and he stayed ready, and I thought there was just a little bit of urgency, you know, not just offensively, whether it's on the scout team or whether it's, you know, getting reps within our offense, but even his special teams role. So I think that's the beautiful thing about it, you know, when a guy responds. And it wasn't like we didn't want him up. We just had choices we had to make. But I think he wanted to make sure that he really put in a little extra and let it be known that he really wanted to be part of that active group. And whether it be special teams or offensively, he wanted to make sure that, you know, he was putting his best foot forward. And so I thought he had a couple of really good practices leading up to the last couple of weeks, actually.
At some point during the third quarter, I believe it was, Crabtree went out, and I don't know if he came back. Was he okay, or is he fine this week?
He's been banged a little bit, but he's, you know, he's been making his way to the ball game. So I don't have anything to add to that right now.
What did you see out of Mario Edwards in his first game?
Good to get him back. Yeah, really good to get him back. You know, got just under 20 reps. We wanted to cap it at, you know, 20, 30, somewhere in there. We didn't end up taking a ton of reps on the day. I think we had in the 50s yesterday. So, you know, solid first outing. And I know for him, you know, he had a big smile on his face. I mean, he was just happy to be back in the action and get a chance to play again.
Right after Derek got hurt, the cameras hit his cot. Mark Davis seemed pretty clearly saying, run the ball, run the something ball. Did you see that? And
no.
Any big picture? I mean, I know you're playing football, you're just calling plays, but any second guessing on that play or just the way you played it out there?
No, I don't. I think when you end up looking at, you know, the final score, We won by 8 points. You won by one score, basically. And Andrew Luck, people here in the Bay Area, I think, have a pretty good understanding of what he's capable of. I know I do. So, no, we felt like you had to keep the pedal down on that opponent and that quarterback in that game. You're talking about a team facing elimination. We knew we were going to get everything they had to close the game any way they could. And we were prepared for that. So, no, I think the question would be a little different if it was like, Coach, don't you think you got a little conservative there? You know, what the heck? You let them come back. And we were sitting here talking, you know, with a frown on our face because we hadn't won our 12th game. So, no, I think, well, I'll just leave it at that.
Men like Watson, he's started since week three, but he's been gradually sort of working himself back and coming in as an extra lineman. What did you see to elevate him back to the starting role?
Well, you know, I trust Coach Tice on that. You know, he's been grading out pretty well. He's been working very hard. We felt like it was justified for him to that he had earned his way back into the starting lineup. You know, we didn't give it to him. You know, he came out of camp starter and got injured, and other people played and played well. And kind of like the running backs. And we just, you know, played the guy that was playing well and gave us a chance to win. And we just felt like he, you know, at this point, he gives us the best chance to win. And so we made that decision.
In terms of Austin being inactive, is that more of the other guys have that experience of being that sixth lineman?
Yeah, more time, you know, as the extra tight end and backing up multiple positions, things like that.
And then, like, played well in
this? He did. Yeah. He did. Yeah, he graded out well. He, I think we had a couple of penalties yesterday, but it wasn't from a lack of effort. He is a powerful, athletic guy, and did a pretty solid job.
Thank you.